Hello, Audioboo. Fee and I are in the White Swan in Twickenham, which is a rather lovely old pub down by the riverside. At times it's virtually in the riverside.
Well, just in the river, I think.
In the river,
I don't
yeah.
think it matters about the sides
enough. Oh, right, okay. You go up lots of steps to get into it, I think, probably for in the past when the Thames would have risen a bit higher than it does these days, before the days of the Thames Barrier. And it's really friendly in here. And we've got some wine and beer, and we've got some chips coming. And it's all rather lovely. And I thought we'd just do a few tasters of our drinks. You're a bit late to the party, I'm afraid, Audie. We've already started drinking. But Fee, do you want to first say what yours is and have a sip?
It's the Chilean Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
And it smells like a Sauvignon Blanc, funnily enough. Dry and...
What fruit are in there, do you think?
Pineapple.
Okay.
And... not sure, lemon or orange, possibly.
Okay.
I'll let you have a taste in a minute.
Okay.
It's very good.
What you're thinking? What is your thinking on the? Sorry, my ears are popping. If I'm sounding strange, what was your thinking
do they pop
on the
all
taste?
The time?
No.
Just checking.
Oh, thank you. I get it.
Yes, very good. Dry and
taste. What does it taste like?
Like dry white wine.
Oh, fee.
Would you like to do a better job on my wine?
Okay, can I have a sip of your water first, please?
You could, yes. Hang on, there it is.
I need to refresh my palate.
What I would say about this wine is it could have been more chilled, so I've actually added an ice cube because...
Okay. Right, okay, I am taking the glass from the funicle. I'm placing it beneath my nose and I'm sniffing.
Is this where I say Robert Levy?
Actually, it reminds me slightly of that nice wine we were getting from Waitrose for a while, to the smell.
Mm.
Slightly grapefruity, but sweeter than grapefruit. But I agree, actually, on the sort of orangey, lemony, zesty type smell.
Yeah.
Very fresh.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Is there salt on them at the moment?
Oh, no. They've got bits of
it. Oh, they have already?
Yeah.
Do you have any black pepper?
Black pepper, yeah. Do you have any sauces at all? Ketchup or mayonnaise?
Not for me, thank you.
What other sauces have you got?
Ketchup, mayonnaise, barbecue.
Oh, some barbecue would be lovely.
Barbecue and some pepper.
Yes, please.
Could you pass me my one so I don't end up with...
Yeah, where is it? Oh, there are two bowls. I see. Keep your hands on the drink.
Yeah, okay.
There's your chips.
Thank you very much indeed.
And I'll leave mine there. I'm actually going to ask him not to put the sauce on the chips. I'm going to dip the chips in the sauce.
I'm going to have to take another sip of this. Just to... Yes, it's quite dry. I would say the smell is better than the taste, actually, for my liking on the wine.
But you like sweet.
It's very drying. The fruit is somewhat hidden behind a cloud of cloudiness. Right.
Thank you. Could you put the pepper on the chips?
Of course, okay. Do you like a lot or just a little bit?
A good amount, but not ridiculous.
No pressure.
That was good instructions. Anything else?
Okay. Where's the sauce? Just so I... Oh, it's in this bowl. It's okay. Thank you. That's great. Oh, that's great. I can smell the pepper. Thank you.
Right, I'm going to go on for tasting my beer now. This is
Twickenham. I'm going to put my zoom on the table.
This is Twickenham Red something.
Please be careful.
Twickenham. Hang on, I'm holding my phone.
Your
be
hand
careful.
Just for a second.
Okay.
That's there. All right.
Okay. Twickenham is, of course, from Twickenham, which is a place called Twickenham, which is here. And I'm going to smell this beer. it smells
of Twickenham.
Quite hoppy. Not that floral in the way of hoppy though. It's sort of more a sort of mellow citrusy hop maybe. And the taste is fairly well balanced. There's a bit of malt in there. It's a fairly traditional southern session beer, I would say.
What people
it's,
drink?
It's not too chewy. It goes down quite nicely.
Chewy? How can a beer be chewy?
You'd be surprised, Fiona.
I would.
Right, I'm going to try a chip now. So the chips are placed here in a bowl. They are slender cut pieces of potato.
Fried.
Gently fried. Hang on. Gently fried in the best quality oil. And here comes for a crunch.
What kind of a sentence was that?
It wasn't one.
Oh.
You ruined it. It was all your fault.
It was all my fault you can't speak.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But they're sort of French fry-esque chips, actually, you know.
I did say that already.
Did you?
No. I said they're French fries, and you said, stop it!
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I said stop it because you were talking over something.
Well, yeah, talking over you, but you're always talking over me, or sounds I'm listening to, so, you know, it's,
Yeah.
It's a fair exchange, I feel.
Okay. The person to the right has got a slightly funny voice. Should we listen to him for a bit?
It's a bit weird. It sort of keeps looking a bit sneaky, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe he's got your cold.
Maybe, but you haven't published that boot yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like you to do that this weekend, please.
Okay.
Because it was funny.
I will try and find time. In my busy schedule. Or is that a busy schedule?
I would think it's a schedule. We're English after all.
British.
Oh, are we not English?
Well, we are English, but we're British.
But we're English as well.
Yes, but it's British English we're talking about.
We're not Scottish.
No, that's true.
We're not Irish.
We might be English after next November.
No, we'll still be British, but the Scots may not be.
Well, that's what the British government is saying.
Now, may I taste your beer?
Yeah, oh, right, of course. As long as you promise not to get any bits of barbecue sauce around the glass.
I'm not.
What do you say it smells like?
Beer mixed with
beer.
Stuff you wash your hands in with in a port-a-loo.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Steve.
You know that disinfectant stuff?
Yeah, you're really helping.
Here you are.
What do you mean,
Doesn't taste much better.
Oh, Fee.
Bitter is right.
Fee is a camera-accredited beer taster, so, you know, those are her comments, not mine. Should Twickenham Brewery like to sue Fee? Her name is Fiona Cool Dunnington.
Yeah.
And she lives somewhere else.
I do. I don't live in Twickers.
No.
Or Richers. Or Poorers.
Oh, nobody says Richers.
Oh, sorry, Rich Mondical.
Well, I must say, these chips are filling a hole quite nicely.
It was a good idea I had, wasn't it?
Yes. And definitely having one each.
Yes.
I mean, you know, two chips each might have been too much.
Yeah. Imagine that if we'd had two bowls each, like lining them up in front of us, you know.
Yeah.
Is
Excellent. Well, I shall stop this boo here. I shall take a photograph of the Fiona Cole with the bar behind and all.
I'm eating chips, though.
Yeah, excellent. And,
I'll tell you what.
You tell me.
A picture of me drinking wine, that's all right.
Okay. I'll do it. I'm not doing it just yet. I'm still stopping the boo. Goodbye, boo.